Most of the early settlers in Champaign County were farmers, drawn here by the flat land and rich soil. They planted grain, oats, wheat, corn, and rye, which grew well, but without good transportation or the means to process it, there was, as one county history said, no incentive to raise large crops. The arrival of the Illinois Central in the 1850s opened up markets, but there was still a bottleneck between the farms and the grain exchanges in the big cities like Chicago. Eli Halberstadt, who moved here in 1855, was working as a grocer in the early 1860s. But as he sold flour and other goods to the citizens of this growing city, he saw a business opportunity. Near the end of the Civil War, Halberstadt built a grain warehouse and elevator in Urbana on Race Street. It proved to be a success. In 1867, he installed milling machinery to turn locally grown wheat and corn into flour.
The Union Mills soon grew to be the leading milling business in the county, and Halberstadt became one of the city's most prominent citizens. He was respected for his integrity. As one observer said, in business, he is the soul of honor. Voters elected him as mayor of Urbana for 4 terms between 1867 and 1874, suggesting the importance of his company in the local economy. He continued to invest in his mills, and in 1871 and 1884 installed all new machinery. An early history of the county said his flour is shipped to all parts of the state, and his brands of flour are recognized as among the best that are made. In 1875, after stepping down as mayor, Halberstadt built this residence at 104 North Central Avenue. According to the Champaign County Gazette, the beautiful new residence of Mr. E. Halberstadt on Central Avenue near the Griggs House is receiving its final touches and will soon be ready for occupancy. It is an imposing building, and its conspicuous location will be an ornament to the architectural beauty of the city. The home, one of the oldest in the city, shows fine Italianate and stick architectural details, particularly the details on the entry porch and the window and door surrounds. Most of the windows are tall, thin, double-hung windows with plain sashes, but there are also a number of square diamond-shaped windows with edge-molded trim and eared corners.
When Eli Halberstadt died in 1902, it was said that he was a man of strong convictions who, as a businessman and as mayor, exercised the same conscientious care and ability.